Hi, this is Gary Washburn, pastor of Grace Tabernacle. Thank you for tuning to our podcast today. Our hope is that this message inspires you and builds your faith. For more information about Grace Tabernacle and our ministries, please go to gracetab.org and like us on Facebook. Now, may the message feed you. Hi, everybody. It's Wednesday, May the 19th, 2021. I want to share with you tonight my favorite psalm, which is Psalm 46, and we'll do a series of messages on Wednesday nights, next few Wednesday nights on Psalm 46. Psalm 46 is my favorite because it just has that great verse in it that most people are aware of, "Be still and know that I'm God." But tonight I want us to look at verse 1 of Psalm 46. And it's interesting that the very place in the middle of that psalm where God tells us to be still, he identifies throughout this psalm there's a lot of chaos going on around on the outside, but on the inside, we can learn to be still and know that God's in charge. So maybe tonight you're listening, and it's not by accident, but by providence, that God wants to speak something into your life so that you don't fear, you're not afraid, and that you can know that God is with you. I want to pray with you, and then let's jump right into this psalm. Father, I want to thank you for those who are watching, and I pray that you'll send this word at the right time to the right person who needs it the most. May they receive, believe, and receive from you the help that you're sending through your word tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 46, verse 1, the scripture says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. The beginning of the second verse says, therefore, as a result of that statement, I will not fear. So tonight I want you to focus in on what God is saying to you and to me. He's a very present help right now to you, even in your troubles in your heart. It's interesting that the words very present in the Hebrew, the word very is a Hebrew word that means abundantly. And the word present is a word it means to find out. So God is saying to us that he wants us to find out that he's abundantly present in our time of trouble. He will be our refuge. He will be our help, even when it appears that God is not there, when God is not around, and you see no sign of his presence in your life. AARP reports that over 42 million people from the age 45 and up suffer from severe loneliness, the feeling that they're all alone, they have no one to go to, or no one they can really trust in their life. It's interesting that the first negative thing that God ever said was after he created Adam, and God said, it's not good for man to be alone. So God makes himself available to us, and he wants us to understand that there are seasons of life that we go through where sometimes God may allow us to go through a season what appears to be loneliness. And there's good reason for that. Jesus often went to a lonely place, as the scripture says, to be alone with the Father. It could be that God is trying to get you to draw closer to him and find it, let him fill that void in your life that no other human being can actually fill. It could be that God is allowing you to go through a season of loneliness to initiate you to make some new friends. It's time to be friendly. It's time to look for and try to create some new friendships. Loneliness is a part of the human life here. The Apostle Paul knew loneliness in ministry. In fact, it's recorded near the end of his ministry, after many, many years of serving thousands of people. In 2 Timothy 4:16, the scripture says, Paul said, no one stood with me. Everyone has forsaken me and abandoned me. Now that's loneliness. The Apostle Paul experienced that, but he wasn't bitter because he was alone, and he wasn't offended. There just were no humans standing with him at a time that he was suffering. But he goes on to say in verse 16, but the Lord stood with me, and he strengthened me, And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every single thing. There are times that God allows us to go through loneliness so we can learn to stand alone and learn that we're really not alone, that God is a very present help, ready to help us in times of trouble. And so he is present. He's a very present help. He's a right now help to you. And he wants you to know that. And you've got to make sure that you don't let your feelings, your emotions, rule over you and lie to you. And you've got to learn to stand up and speak up what the Word of God says over your feelings. And so this is a time where you stand up and you speak this scripture. Psalm 46, verse 1, say it with me. God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in times of trouble. So God is present to me. He's with me. Throughout the scriptures, in the Old Testament, we see God the Father. We hear him. We see that he talks to people. He makes himself known to people, but he was yet invisible. Even though Moses, the Bible says, he talked to God face to face, Moses didn't see any form. He didn't see a body, except when God manifested himself as in a human body in the three men and who came. But that was Abraham, excuse me. But Moses had this conversation with God face to face, but God was invisible. So he never saw a form. So he had to have faith. Jesus was the only part of the Trinity that was ever manifested where human eyes could see him. And Jesus said these words, "No one has seen God at any time. The only Son who's at the Father's sides made him known or has explained him." John chapter 1, verse 18. And of course, God the Holy Spirit is invisible. And God described, Jesus described the Holy Spirit like the wind. You don't see where it's coming from or where it's gone, but you can feel the effects. And so God the Father reveals the goodness of God to us, and God the Son, Jesus, reveals the grace of God to us, and God the Holy Spirit reveals God's guidance to us. But God remains invisible on purpose. But he says he's a very present help, even though you don't see him or you don't feel him. So he remains invisible and on purpose. After the resurrection of Jesus, Thomas, the disciple, remember, he showed up and he heard the disciples talking about seeing the resurrected Jesus. And he said, "I am not going to believe this wild story unless I see him with my own eyes. Then I will believe him." And of course, Jesus appeared at that very moment and said, "Stop doubting, Thomas. Stop giving into your doubts. Just believe. Here, touch me. See, I'm not a ghost. I'm very real." And then Thomas spurted out these words, "My Lord and my God." By the way, that's a good verse in John chapter 20, verse 28 to use with a Jehovah's Witness who don't believe that Jesus is God. And so then Jesus said these profound words. Just want you to catch this. He said, "Thomas, now you have seen me, now you believe. But there are those who have never seen me with their eyes, and yet they believe me in their heart, and they're going to be more blessed than you have been today." So God wants us to exercise faith in the invisible presence of God, that he's a very present help in time of need. In fact, before Jesus left this earth, some of his final words were, "I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you." And of course, he's talking about being present in the Holy Spirit, because Jesus ascended in bodily form into heaven. But he said, "I'll never leave you. I'm always here with you." So God is, right now, a very present help to us. And why does this make a difference? It makes a huge difference. The second verse begins in Psalm 46, "Therefore, because this is true, because God is my refuge, God is my help, God is a very present help in time of trouble, because of that, therefore, I will not fear." So knowing this, having the awareness that God is with me, even though I don't feel him or I don't see him, will alleviate fear. It will help us overcome our fears, the things that we see and the things we have to deal with here. I read a scripture this morning out of Hebrews that just complements what we're talking about now, that God is right now ready, here, present to help us. And it's in Hebrews 13, verse 6. It says this, Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So then it quotes, then it says, so that, he said that, so that we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. So what can man do to me? So, that's Hebrews 13, 6. So we can confidently say, Jesus said what he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we can confidently say today, boldly, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is with me. I will not fear what man can do to me. So that's something we have to say, though. It's not just something we think. And one of the greatest ways to combat fear is to speak out loud the scripture. And this is a great one right here. In fact, I suggest that you keep a bullet in the chamber at all times. In other words, I suggest you keep this word in your mouth, ready to be spoken at any moment when the devil comes around trying to terrorize you and cause you fear. Keep one in the chamber, ready to speak it out at any moment. And this is a great one, Hebrews 13, 6. So back to Psalm 46, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is here with us right now. Not I was, not I will be, but he is a very present God with you this very, very moment. So whatever you're facing, whatever you're dealing with, he is with you. Last Sunday, I shared with you a covenant scripture that when this word was spoken by the bride of Christ, it just solidified her faith. It made her bold. It made her strong. She learned to depend that God would never leave her, even though there'll be times it'll feel like he's left her or he's not around. She boldly held to the covenant. And that's what you got to do. You got to hold to the covenant words that God has given you. And in Song of Solomon, in chapter 6, verse 3, where she says boldly, I am my beloved's, and my beloved's is mine. And that made a difference in all of her circumstances, in her heart, in her condition of seeing like, well, where is he? I don't know where God's at. That made a big, big difference. It gave her the confidence to mature and go through even a time where God maybe was silent or not doing what she expected him to do. Years ago, there was a movie that came out. I don't recommend this movie. It was a secular movie about the life of Noah and the Ark, and it was not biblical. It wasn't accurate by any means, but there was one scene, and I didn't see the movie, but there was one scene that they showed as a clip to try to get you to watch the movie, an advertisement. And here's Noah, and he's standing in front of the ark, and there's some warlords that have come around, kind of like big, tough, be like today, biker guys or whatever, come around, kind of intimidate him. And these warlords were saying to Noah, this structure you built out in the middle of nowhere, we're going to tear it down. And Noah stood up to them and said, oh, no, you're not. And they laughed at him. And they said, look how many there are of us. And there's only one of you. What's going to stop us? You're all alone. And Noah says these bold words that you and I need to be able to say that go along with Hebrews 13 and Psalm 46, 1. He said, I'm not alone. And they looked around. Well, where's your help? And there was no physical help, but this actor, this character of Noah in this movie was illustrating what I'm trying to illustrate to you. We can confidently say in the face of the enemy, I'm not alone. I'm never alone. God is a very present help to me in trouble. And he's with me always. And I'm never alone. So I suggest you today that you keep one in the chamber. Keep a scripture about the presence of God. And when the enemy comes around, just mutter it to yourself. In Psalm 46, verse 1, would be a good one to keep in the chamber. Start saying to yourself, God is my refuge. God is my strength. He's very present help in trouble. Just mutter that to yourself. And when you begin to do that, you're going to see your faith begin to rise up, and the enemy is going to back down. So I want to encourage you to continue to watch on Wednesdays as we go through Psalm 46. And today was Psalm 46, verse 1. It's a scripture that you can keep easily ready to speak at any every moment you may need it. Well, let's pray together. Father, I thank you for your word. It's powerful. And now I pray that this word will go out and be used by these who are listening, and that they will see the difference it'll make. May they have boldness to rise up and not be afraid. May they live in no fear, no panic, whenever trouble arises, because you're present. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for watching. Look forward to seeing you this coming Wednesday as we jump back into the Song of Solomon. God bless you. See you soon. Your soul.